Amaternum Archaeological Park, from the Sabine world to the Middle Ages. The National Museum of Abruzzo, L'Aquila, recently acquired the Amaternum Archaeological Park, consisting of the sites of the theater and the amphitheater, with two separate entrances, separated by current roads and the course of the Aterno River. The area where the site of Amaternum now stands has been inhabited since ancient times, as evidenced by the discovery of traces dating back to the Neolithic. Research conducted near the urban center indicates that, during the Iron Age, this area was inhabited by peoples who lived in fortified villages scattered along the hilltops to control the passes and protect their livestock in times of danger. These people were later called Sabines by the Romans. One of the most important Sabine centers corresponded to the present-day village of San Vittorino, southeast of the current archaeological area, which some hypothetically identify with the ancient settlement of Testruna, mentioned in ancient sources. Recent excavations have confirmed the existence of tombs and buildings, dating back to the 7th century before Christ, near the church of San Vittorino, where fragments of a vase bearing a rare graffito, written in the ancient Paleo-Sabellian language of the time, were also found. The Amaternum area was anciently considered the starting point of a series of organized migrations, vera sacra, that led over time to the occupation of neighboring territories. Following the Roman conquest of the area, perhaps consolidated in 290 before Christ, by the consul Manius Curius Dentatus, the territory of Amaternum was administratively organized in the form of a prefecture, prefectura. Each year, in fact, a magistrate was sent from Rome to administer justice, prefectus, iurisdicundo. Befalls, from an urban planning perspective, the city developed along the route of the Via Cecilia, around which secondary roads, other infrastructures, such as the aqueduct, and public and private spaces were built. The main economic activity was livestock farming, favored by the strategic location along transhumance routes, with the herds moving towards southern Italy in the winter and returning in the summer. Agriculture also developed significantly after the arrival of the Romans. Latin sources mention the cultivation of a local grape variety, called pumila in Latin, as well as turnips and Amaternini onions. The new city underwent further phases of growth and monumentalization, with the construction of the theater first, second half of the 1st century before Christ, and then the amphitheater, late 1st century Anno Domini, as well as temples and other richly decorated buildings. Further embellishment and restoration work is documented throughout the imperial age, until the 4th century Anno Domini. Beginning in the 5th century Anno Domini, dwellings and cemeteries were built on the city's monuments. In the following centuries, some of the inhabitants settled near the Church of Santa Maria in Campo, near the amphitheater. Amaternum was still inhabited until the 15th century, approximately 2 centuries after the founding of the city of L'Aquila.